superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of our Friday program is on the air. Fun first couple of hours right here on the Roku channel. We spoke to Ian Eagle, the voice of the Brooklyn Nets locally, and then, of course, TNT and CBS for both basketball, college and professional, and also on CBS, the NFL. Lots to chop up with him. He's calling Nets and Sixers on Saturday. It's the first game of 8 playoff games this weekend. We've got the play-in games tonight. The Bulls are in Miami. DeMar DeRozan just during shoot-around confirming that his daughter will not be there. The Tampa Bay Rays are in Toronto. We'll hear, listen for her if she's up there potentially screeching during first pitches there. Big game. The Rays are 13-0. Thunder and Timberwolves tonight. And the winner of Heat Bulls goes visits Milwaukee on Sunday. And winner of Timberwolves Thunder goes visits Denver on Sunday night for the last game of the weekend. So that's your playoff contest. The huge Suns Clippers game. TNT gets to pop that baby on Sunday night, 8 Eastern time. Perfect, perfect spot. Lakers Grizzlies kick off Sunday's action. Saturday has the Kings taking on the defending champion Warriors in Sacramento. The Warriors get a chance to win another road playoff game. Did we determine that? Has it been 26 consecutive playoff series in which they've won a road game?
I think it's something like that, yeah.
Hawks and Celtics, Knicks and Cavaliers, Nets and Sixers. So it's all East with the exception of one contest on Saturday and all West with the exception of one contest on Sunday. Here we go. Good times.
27 consecutive.
27. Damn. So they're going to go for a 28th on Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Good times in the NBA.
They're underdogs.
Playoffs. I hear you. Why not? They couldn't win a lick on the road during the regular season. The Kings have been terrific.
Favorite in the series, underdog game one. Kind of interesting. You don't see that a lot.
You do not see that at all. Andrew Hawkins, our colleague from Roku Recommends, right here on the Roku channel, will be joining us shortly in studio for hour number three. We also have been chopping up the news that the producers of James Bond is looking for an unknown 30-something actor, and we've been figuring out, hey, maybe we could just flip you somebody from the sports world.
I mean, Andrew Hawkins.
We can talk to Hawk about that very subject matter. And speaking of Daniel Craig, it's the weekend, everybody, coming up this weekend. Take you to the sports world weekend. Good times.
Good time.
Good time.
Love it.
This just in, the Commanders have agreed to be sold.
Wow.
Daniel Snyder has actually agreed to sell his team.
I never thought we'd see the day.
But do we still not know which ownership group it is, or have they actually settled this matter? Because it's the Josh Harris group. People are mentioning the Josh Harris group. He's the owner of the Sixers and the Devils. And do we have an update on that? Because Schefter kind of hit the hold the phone on that and said that there's some potential other rival bids that are out there.
Yeah, there was
for the Commanders.
Yeah, according to ESPN, they have reached a preliminary non-exclusive agreement to sell it to the Harris group. Non-exclusive is fully financed but not signed, meaning that someone else could come in at the last second with a higher bid if Daniel Snyder wants to go in that direction. The group led by a Canadian billionaire.
Say it. Say the name.
Oh, goodness.
Go. Go. Do it.
Steve?
Apostolopoulos.
Apostolopoulos, yeah. He's still involved in the process, according to ESPN. Should be noted, Jeff Bezos, everyone was thinking he was going to sweep in and make a big kind of Godfather offer. Never submitted a bid.
Nope. Didn't order the Commanders on Prime.
Yeah.
Remember a few months ago, we thought Jeff Bezos and Jay-Z were going to be together.
That's right.
Remember?
It's been out there that Bezos is kind of waiting for the Seahawks to go up as they figure out.
Ah, got it.
Oh.
Kind of makes sense, geographic sense right there, yeah. Right? Well, the Commanders, everybody thought right there too, since Bezos owns the Washington Post.
Right.
And they're used to the owner of the team owning media in the town anyway. They're used to a lot there in D.C., and as I mentioned, when this news came down yesterday, it's akin to a house in a twister coming out of the blue and dropping down into the land of Oz and taking somebody out. Literally, ding-dong for so many Washington football fans.
Let me get them shoes.
Because Dan Snyder and his time owning the Commanders – and football team, and obviously taking over the team as it was known for so many decades, the Redskins at the time, in his tenure, 27th best record in football.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yes, sir.
And they sold for $6 billion?
They did, because of their history and where they are. You take a look at the Snyder reign in Washington, D.C., and they went 10 seasons without 10 or more wins. That's the worst in the NFL. Even the Jets, when a sentence begins, even the Lions and Jets have a shorter streak.
Wow.
It has been a decade since they've had 10 or more wins. And again, the record of Daniel Snyder in this league, I had it written down somewhere. Where did I write it down? 27th in the league. That's how bad they were. And of course, you can't even, I mean, the number of off the field headlines.
Yeah.
That would make your skin crawl. So now that he's gone, and we also know Robert Sarver's gone, we all know worst owner in sports. Right?
I don't think it's a question.
It's just not even a question. Washington from 99 to 2022, record of 164, 220, and 2. 27th in the NFL. Just like the Jets are now on the clock because the Sacramento Kings 12-season playoff drought streak is over. That leaves the Jets on the clock. There's a New York owner who's now on the clock. And it's James Dolan. Without a doubt. And I know, you know, folks, I've been very good this year, I think. Because the Knicks have been better.
Oh, yeah.
Knicks have been better.
5 seed.
But the whole business of using facial recognition to exact revenge for whatever you think needs to be exacted on anybody that comes to your building or buildings. Just execrable. And, you know, the Rangers are in his purview as well. So, clearly, the next couple of weeks can help enhance his image.
Nice. He's going to be on TV. We're going to see him courtside. I mean, he's going to be there.
That's true.
In Cleveland?
He'll be at the home games, I imagine.
Okay. Him and Mr. Comic Sans going against each other. Right?
That's a guy a lot of people don't like.
A lot of people don't like him.
Rich.
Dan Gilbert.
A lot of people don't like him.
What if?
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Just randomly. What if
the Knicks win it all?
No. Well, getting to that, let's just say that James Dolan, he understands the black hole wormhole situation, and he decides, you know what?
Yeah.
I want to make amends. I'm going to, you know, extend an olive branch to Rich, and I want to invite him to sit courtside with me in the Eastern Conference Championship. You know, would you take him up on that fly the weekend and sit courtside?
A 1,000,000%.
And, you know, kind of put
a 1,000,000%. I want to see what that looks like right there. I want to know what's in his coffee. I'd ask to wear his Schmecky scarf.
Probably whiskey.
You know what I'd bring? I'd bring my rakish hat.
Oh, the hat.
And a harmonica, just so I can have him entertain me during timeouts.
sit there and play Love Me Do on the harmonica.
It's not happening. It ain't happening.
Hey, stranger things have happened.
It's Dolan, isn't it? Am I missing anybody?
Nah, I mean, there might be a Premier League person or two.
We don't know much about these hockey owners either, man.
But
they could be up to some shiesty stuff.
In terms of fan base angst over their ownership group, but I think it's you guys.
Okay.
I'm getting pretty upset with my guy, but...
Which guy?
John Henry. I'll like I said before, and I'll say it again. I will never forgive them for letting Mookie Betts go, ever. Ever. And if they had let Devers go, I might have had to walk away.
You were about to walk away because they let Xander Bogaerts go.
I was thinking about it. Devers, too, I would have had to walk away. Maybe root for the Padres. It would have been fun.
Uh-huh.
I would have had a good time.
Uh-huh.
But it's just really frustrating. We're trotting out a minor league team right now, it seems like.
Yep.
And it's like eight guys and Rafi Devers. It's like, who can win a contest to come throw four innings? Like, what is happening right now? It's mad frustrating.
You're happy with the guys who own your team. Right?
Which team?
I mean, you're in as good shape as you've been in a long time.
Phenomenal.
You're in as good shape. I mean, you have, by the way, the
Billionaires
Club.
You might have the best. Yeah. You might,
I mean, honestly, you root for the Mets, Sixers, and Clippers.
Yes.
One guy just bought another team for $6
billion. Yes.
Okay. Steve Cohen is buying up everybody to the point where he uses luxury tax like it's an ashtray.
Right. Got to reward him with some dubs this year, though.
And this is one of Jay's favorite drops as well. The Clippers owner is building a new stadium arena here, and he's talking about toilets.
Toilets! And Uncle Jerry, you know, he's got
Jerry Jones.
He's got a couple pennies in the bank.
Man, my goodness. This guy. You're in great shape.
I feel good.
Settle down just a little bit.
But Brockman, I don't understand what John Henry did to you. He's like an American folk hero. Oh, wait a minute. I'm thinking of a different John Henry. Never mind. You're talking about the owner.
Talking about the owner.
Yeah, I was talking about the African-American freedman, John Henry, who worked on the
railroads.
Railroads, yeah.
No, that's not what he's referring to.
Definitely not.
And obviously, I'll never say a bad word about Bob Kraft or Wick, who owns Celtics.
Okay, so you're in good shape there.
I'm okay with those two. Red Sox.
Look at you over there.
I don't know that we can say that he'll never say a bad word about them, because if things go south, and he's already turned on Belichick, right? If you're going to turn on him,
Kraft is the owner of a team that hasn't won a playoff game since 2018.
You know, so I can't say he'll never turn on them.
Hold on. Let me take the six rings out of my ears.
What was that? Good Patrick Waugh reference right there.
Yeah, but
I should do the same with the four from John Henry, but just the last few years have
this
been inexcusable.
Just upset.
Four. Inexcusable.
Mookie's gone.
In my lifetime, I haven't seen four.
Bogaerts is gone.
We're operating like we're the A's.
And
like,
Bobby
that's not
Dalbec
how it works.
Is in. Bobby Dalbec is in.
A guy 6'5" and built like Arnold Schwarzenegger shouldn't be playing shortstop.
Exactly. You should build it around Devers and Alex Verdugo.
Verdugo.
Very good.
And wait till we get Ohtani. Wait till Ohtani spends 4 days in Boston.
Yeah, he's starting Monday.
Wait till he spends this nice long weekend in Boston.
It'll be great.
Sees how much the fans love him.
He ain't
Talk
going
to Yoshi
Boston.
For a little bit.
He's probably
going to
be stunned that they make donuts out of the holes. And how hot that coffee
we'll
is.
Give him a tour of the USS Constitution. We'll take him down to Cheers.
You sound like Bill Burr now over here. You want to go to Cheers? What do you want? Chowder? You like clam chowder?
Go down to Faneuil Hall.
By the way, though, I give you guys some pushback on the guys who run my teams. All that money has not given any championship success.
But at least they're trying.
They're trying.
Yeah.
We're getting rid of our guys.
I know.
We don't even care about winning anymore.
And my guy just wants to go on tour with his band.
Hold on, let me kick people out because they're
trying to sue him. Or heaven forbid, they actually tell Dolan how bad of an owner he's been for such a long time on a YouTube comment.
You know what's great? I've looked up the JD and the Straight Shot tour dates so much. Google, as soon as I type in JD,
it
like
just pops
auto,
up. Okay.
Like autofills.
Yeah. Where are they?
It's pretty great.
Where are they going to be?
Let's see.
When are they doing next?
Shows. Upcoming dates. Zero.
There you go. Zero.
There is none.
Well, Let's hope there's upcoming dates for the Knicks after Cleveland. Right. That would be great.
But, Rich, you get that. You've karaoke'd in front of a crowd. You know how, like, intoxicating that is.
Of course.
People showing you love with the mic in your hand. That's what Dolan's feeling.
If my dad wasn't a French teacher, but instead was some sort of local cable mogul out on Long Island, I would definitely be doing the same thing he's doing without the facial recognition and sticking great players in the history of the Knicks in jail overnight.
Let's not forget that was the moment.
Just as a couple, for instance.
Just a few specific examples.
And Spike Lee, let's not forget.
Yeah, that's right. Wouldn't tell one of the most beloved Knick fans and auteurs of the cinema of his generation. Yeah, you go around the back.
And didn't Patrick Ewing have some issue,
getting in? No. That was just the Garden security not seeing his badge or his credential.
Gotcha. Not seeing as if somebody
who's 7 feet is just sneaking his way into the Garden, and his face isn't on every photograph in the concourse.
That would never happen under Eisen's watch.
Never.
Could you imagine?
No, because he'd be facially recognized upon entering the building. All right, we did it last Friday with Jason Kelsey, which is you doing our weekly What's More Likely with our in-studio guest.
I love it.
Jason Kelsey out, Andrew Hawkins in. We got Hawk in here. Let's get him.
Let's do it.
Right, lickety-split, next on The Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code Eisen when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code Eisen. The impresario himself, Andrew Hawkins, is back here on the program. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too.
Let's jump into it. So, a kid from Toledo, sitting on a draft weekend waiting for the phone to ring. Is that what your draft was like back in the day?
Oh, man.
What was your draft like?
I knew my phone wasn't going to ring. But you know what's funny? Is when you play college football, it doesn't matter how realistic you realize your phone is not going to ring at all.
Mm-hmm.
You still watch the draft and you're like, but what if they call?
Yes.
Right? Like, because you believe that these teams are truly lifting every stone.
Right.
Like the movies tell you. And there's somebody in the back of a war room that says, nah, man, I believe in this kid.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's a small percentage, that's what it's like.
Right. So, and you went through, didn't hear any calls. And is that when the CFL called you, the Montreals, where you had to go win a couple of Grey Cups before NFL knocked on your door?
Not quite. So my career yards in college, I think, was 632 over all four seasons.
That's it.
So 632 yards. Right. And I was 5'7 and 160 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was realistic about it. But again, I'm like, well, maybe I'll get a tryout. I was training. I was like, I had a really good pro day, yeah. even though I faked my height.
How does one fake height?
Well, I went to Michael's, a craft store, and I molded clay that looked the same color as my skin, like the back of the heel, and then I taped my ankles over it, so it gave me like an inch and a half on pro day.
What?
True story.
This is amazing.
Like I had to like bake the clay and everything because it's soft, and then to get it to harden.
You had like put it in a kiln?
Yeah, yeah. And so
prior to pro day?
Yep. And so I walked in, measured at, 5'8". Great. A little over 5'8". I weighed in 182 because I had weights in my pocket. And I ran a 4.3, and I'm like, well, maybe just looking at the numbers, it was like, okay, maybe. So what happened was I ended up getting a tryout with the Browns because one of my old coaches actually became a DB coach there. Yeah. But on draft day specifically, I was over at my friend's house, and he was roommates with Brett Kern, who was one of the best punters of the last two decades.
Yeah.
And he was there with his family watching because he actually had a chance to be drafted. And so I watched their whole process, which was, they're hoping late in the, punters go late. And then the Broncos called and a bunch of teams started calling him. And his family like, well, what are you going to do after college? Like, do you have a job lined up? And I'm like, I'm figuring it out. But it was very clear, like, I wasn't an NFL prospect.
Did you run a 4.3 in the clay shoes?
I didn't. So what happens is they measure you in. After I get the height,
yeah.
I cut the tape off, throw it away, and then I go
Brilliant.
Go perform.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Wow.
So when did the NFL finally call you? When you were in Montreal?
Like 4 years later.
Really?
Yeah. So I left college. I didn't leave college. I stayed in college, and I coached receivers that mm-hmm. season. I went and scouted with the Detroit Lions.
Yes.
And then I did a reality show with our good friend Michael Irvin.
That's right.
Fourth and Long.
That's right.
And so I left coaching to go do that show.
Yeah.
I should have won. Mike will
attest.
He'll attest to that.
Okay.
But he couldn't convince them to pick a 5'6" receiver from a reality show to go to the Cowboys. But from that, I got my CFL contract. And then I went and played in Canada the next two seasons.
Yeah.
And in year four after college, I finally got a tryout in the NFL. And then I played the next 7 years.
So you would counsel guys that don't hear your name in a couple weeks. Just hang tight.
Hey, keep at it, man.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you can do.
I hear you. Andrew Hawkins here on the Rich Eisen Show. So you hear about Bryce Young's height being an issue.
Yeah.
I think that's nothing, right?
It's nothing, man.
Zero.
Zero. Zero. I think Bryce is he's a next level processor. I think he is like ridiculously smart, and that's backed up by the way that he plays, right? Because you have to be, right? There's certain characteristics that, whether you're, a D lineman who's too heavy, or a receiver who's too short, or a quarterback that's too short, or, a certain quarterback doesn't have enough arm strength, like everybody, survival of the fittest happens. Something else kicks in.
Yeah.
He's short, but his processing is better than everybody else's, and that's why, it equalizes. So it still just comes down to, I don't think that that's a negative because he can do things that other quarterbacks can't.
Well, C.J. Stroud is much taller and mm-hmm. obviously would fit, one would think, Frank Reich's mold
yep.
of what he has coached in the past, not as if he wouldn't
right.
choose Bryce Young. Mm-hmm. Who do you think they'd have as number one in mind?
Oh, man, who do they have as number one?
What do you think?
That's a tough one. I think I would say C.J. Stroud.
That's what I thought too, but then all of a sudden you said that the odds on favorite flipped over the last.
Vegas odds
it did.
Flipped.
Yeah, because Bryce Young went. He went to Carolina this week, and then it flipped, which makes people think somebody must know something.
Yeah.
Even though people who are paid to know stuff haven't said a word.
Right. Right.
But I just think Stroud does fit
the
idea.
And I think Stroud's going to be a beast. And not because of anything he's done on the field.
Yeah.
I love his story. I love his mentality.
Yeah.
When I hear him talk, I'm like, oh, this dude is going to he's going to command a locker room and people are going to rally around him. Like, it reminds me a little bit of like Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Like when I first interviewed Joe Burrow in that class, it was just so like apparent he had like a real confidence to him.
Yes.
He had a swag, he had an edge, and that's what the guys around you kind of gravitate to, but it also dictates how you play under pressure situations and when you get amongst the best, like, because he felt like he belonged there.
Yeah.
I get that same kind of feel from C.J. Stroud.
Andrew Hawkins here on the Rich Eisen Show. Every week here on a Friday, we have a segment called What's More Likely, where Chris has a couple of either-or scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tapping you into this
week. Let's do it.
Okay, let's
love
do
games.
It. We have production value and everything. Go ahead and hit it, everybody.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
And joining us here for this Friday's What's More Likely is Andrew Hawkins. Go for it, Chris. Let's do it together.
Hey, guys. Hawk, thanks for joining us. Let's get right to it. Who's the more likely quarterback to be drafted ahead of the other, Will Levis or Anthony Richardson?
What do you think? What's more likely?
Oh, man.
This script is flipped as well. It was Richardson over Levis a million times out of a million. Right about 2 weeks ago, this script is flipped right now as well.
Yeah. I would say they're interestingly, like, kind of in a similar boat, but I would say Levis.
And I'll still stick with Richardson. I still believe when all is said and done that Richardson is going to be a guy that has the bigger upside if he can do the run-pass thing in a way that I think he can. I don't know. I'd be stunned if he's left on the board and he's the one who drops into the lower first round, lower part of the first round, or the top 10 if he drops down the top 10. That would be I'd find that surprising, but we got 13 more days to go. Do you consider it a red flag from Will Levis that he eats his bananas with the peel on? Have you heard about that?
I thought that was a little strange. It definitely gave me serial killer vibes, but you know, I think every player has an edge to him.
What if he did that in a locker room that you were in? Like, he's just sitting there and he just takes a banana and takes a bite out of it like it's a sandwich.
Yeah, if he was a rookie and we just drafted him and he grabbed a banana and didn't peel it and took a bite, I'd say, wow, they made the wrong decision.
Yeah, they would. Yeah. You'd say there would be some sort of kangaroo court. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we split on that one, Chris. What else you got?
92% on our poll thinks eating a banana without peeling it is a red flag.
Oh, you put that on a poll?
Put that out.
I didn't know that.
92%.
So, wait a minute. That means there's 8% of people who say that's
no. That's all good.
Honestly.
Not a big deal.
So, if we put, hold on a second. We put 100%, 100 people in a room.
Yep.
And had an individual stand up in front and just bite that and say, does this, you consider this strange or not? There would be eight people that would say no.
They'd be like, yeah, that's fine.
Eight people that are like, yeah, I'm not uncomfortable.
What the hell?
With this dude eating banana peel.
That's bizarre.
Very strange.
What else? What else you got?
All right, speaking of strange, the idea that the Texans might not take a quarterback. So what's more likely? To be drafted second overall, any quarterback or Will Anderson?
Quarterback.
Me too.
There's no way.
That has been, by the way, something that has been 100% put out there. Schefter did it.
Uh-huh.
First to say it earlier this week, Albert Breer came on and backed it up for sure. They're not sold that the Texans are going to take a quarterback second overall.
You know what? I think in this game is interesting because I think a lot of times, like, even I'm answering questions of what I think will happen and not what I believe should happen.
Yes, sir.
Right? Because in the draft, especially for new coaches, the best thing to do is to not take a quarterback, especially in your first year.
Yes.
Or just hang on to the quarterback you have because it gives you a longer shelf life.
Yes.
Because then you always have the out of, I got to find my quarterback. I thought Gruden was always great at that. He would come into a job and never commit to the guy he had, no matter how good he played.
Right.
Because he always needed the out of, you suck, I need to go find a new guy. And that allowed you to stay a head coach for a longer period of time.
Interesting.
So I get that.
I never thought of it that way.
You know, in the context of, again, people keeping their jobs, I just don't think it's a smart thing to do.
I don't believe they're going to be picking second overall and seeing either Stroud or Young there and go, yeah, we'll take somebody else. I would find that hard to believe. But
they would have to trade down, right?
Well, they also have 12. They have this 12th overall pick sitting there. And if Richardson does drop or Levis does drop or Hendon Hooker sitting there and you kind of just say, we'll take him and
start push Davis Mills and let him develop.
I don't know. Or draft neither and go call the Patriots and say, is Mac Jones really available? Remember that time you called us earlier in March? Is he still available?
Man.
We're not getting number 12 for him.
No.
My son is really high on Hendon Hooker.
Is that right?
Yeah, my 11-year-old son. What's his scouting report? Well, he did a scouting report last year, and he had Hendon Hooker as one of the top guys for last year's draft.
Yes.
He thought that could have made it happen. His drafts He's a ball hawk. He gets into it.
Okay. Well, he is a hawk.
He is a hawk, technically.
Right, correct. Yes.
But he scouts like an 11-year-old.
Yeah, did you see how far he threw it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on my Twitter somewhere. I'm sure I'll find the search and then we'll.
Very good. We'll do that. What else you got over
there? Hey guys, did you hear the Ravens have a new receiver? Did you guys hear that?
No. Did they?
Odell Beckham.
Oh, yeah. Who's that?
Now in Baltimore. What's more likely? Odell catches 10 or more touchdowns this year, or the Ravens miss the playoffs?
Oh, this is the Patriot coming up with this question. 10 or more touchdowns. Yes.
Or
Ravens aren't missing the playoffs.
Ravens aren't missing the playoffs.
The Ravens aren't missing the playoffs.
Really?
No. They didn't have Lamar for a third of the season last year. They didn't have a wide receiver catch a touchdown for two-thirds of the season last year. They didn't have Mark Andrews for the full season last year.
Breach.
They didn't have any of that, and they still not only made the playoffs, but without Lamar, almost knocked off the Bengals and would have if Tyler Huntley had only gone low instead of high when they were on the half-yard line. Hold on. Am I wrong?
If I had a nickel for every time I should have went low instead of going high.
All of those are facts. But let's look at this logically by looking at the standings. Which of these teams do you expect to make the playoffs this coming season?
Uh-huh.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes, I'll check that box.
Mm-hmm. The Buffalo Bills.
I'll check that box.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
I'll check that box.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the Jacksonville Jaguars?
I don't know, but somebody from the South has got to win, so they'll check that box.
So there's one spot.
Right.
How about the Los Angeles Chargers?
I need to be sold.
Miami Dolphins?
I need to be sold.
All right, so if you think all of those teams are suddenly you need to be sold on, who's going to take their spots?
I think the Ravens
You think the Jets are making the playoffs, don't you?
Well, if Aaron Rodgers shows up soon.
Last segment, he's coming. He was already there.
He's coming.
Okay, what about the Denver Broncos? Think they're going to be improved this year?
Yes, but not making the playoffs.
Not playoffs.
Thank you, Andrew.
Titans? One of the teams has to win that division, right?
Just one team is going to make it. That's all.
Half the teams every year don't make it. Who made it the year before?
Is there anything that I've said that did not stutter? The Ravens are going to make it.
The Ravens are going to make it.
Raiders think they're going to be better? Come on, guys.
Lamar Jackson is going to play the whole season. And
for Baltimore, right?
For Baltimore.
Okay.
I think at this stage, you know, draft, whatever happens. But Lamar Jackson plays the whole season. He's one of the winningest quarterbacks. And I know that's not a quarterback stat, but that coupled with what they have defensively and how they run the football, and to his point, they're in the playoffs without him. If he's there, if Lamar Jackson is playing and he's in a contract year, and I've been in a contract year, this is the most important contract, probably season of his career.
Yes.
Players have I don't know how the stars align, but you do everything in your power to be on the field and play the best that you can. And under that scenario, there's no way a playing Lamar Jackson team does not make the playoffs.
With Odell having 10 or more touchdowns.
Good luck, guys. All right, another football one, and we'll get to a couple of NBA. Now that Dan Snyder's out, who makes it back to a Super Bowl first? Commanders or Cowboys?
That's easy.
Oh, TJ.
That's simple. Come on, cuz.
Who makes it back to a Super Bowl first?
He's got to think about it. Yeah. Because the Commanders have got some playmakers now. And at some point, one would think Chase Young is going to come back healthy. They got some playmakers now.
I don't think about the Cowboys. I don't feel like the Cowboys are. I don't look at them and say, "Oh, they're going to win a Super Bowl soon." I don't look at the Commanders and say that either.
But you have to choose what's more likely here. That's what you got to do.
We see the Cowboys in this for a very long time. I actually like the teams and organizations doing this because you take Bengals style jumps at some point. You know. I don't know. I probably would say the Commanders.
Yeah.
To be honest.
He talked himself into it.
I mean, I definitely don't want to boo you, but I
you can boo me, too.
I can't boo you, man. It's okay. I don't want to let it slide.
Although his Cowboys flag is down. I don't know where it's
it's over here.
Let's put it. Okay.
Yeah, I put it away for the offseason.
And just for you, I'll take the Cowboys. I'll just take it.
You know.
Yeah, just for you. There you go. I don't know if you can hang that like your flag, but you got a couple other ones?
All right, a couple NBA ones.
Okay, let's do it.
NBA playoffs this weekend. Who's more likely to win a road playoff game this weekend, Lakers or Clippers?
I'll go with the Lakers.
I'm going with the Lakers.
I'll go with the Lakers.
I'm with you on that.
I'll go with the Lakers in Memphis.
I like what I'm seeing out of the Lakers,
I'll
man.
Take Lakers. It's a game one, right?
Game one.
So I don't know, man. The Clippers minus Paul George in Phoenix. First playoff game with Durant. That place will be lit. Booker will show up. I have a problem thinking the Clips can win game one. And it's easier for the Lakers to do it. Don't you
think? I agree completely. I agree. I can't even improve on that take.
Let's just try and get LeBron and AD to combine for less than 10 turnovers and minus 5 on the plus minus. They do that, again, they will lose. And what's more likely is neither win. But I'll take the Lakers with Hawk right here. You got one more?
One more for me and TJ. Who's more likely to lose their playoff home opener, Celtics or Sixers?
Celtics versus Hawks. Sixers versus Nets. I'll take your Celtics.
I'm going to say Celtics too.
Trae Young just going to light it up.
He's a killer, man.
He it's certainly in any playoff series in a place that's a garden.
Hostile.
A garden.
Yes.
Garden. Madison Square. He personally torched it.
Loved every second.
Oh, he did, didn't he?
Yep.
Okay. What's more likely, everybody? Andrew Hawkins. We got it. Oh, you got one more?
All right, we'll get one more.
But you just said one more. I didn't okay, very good. Look at
what's
you.
What's more likely?
Great acting. Great acting.
The Rays lose over the weekend, or an 8 seed gets a victory.
Rays lose tonight, so that's it.
Rays lose tonight?
Rays lose tonight. No 8 seed's going to... Dude, no 8 seed's going to win this weekend. None. Rays lose tonight. Because they're on the road. They're in Toronto. They're not playing the Red Sox anymore.
Or the A's.
Or the A's anymore. And during a big sequence tonight, Rays are trying to score, and a 9-year-old's going to screech because that's what happens in Toronto. You know? It's going to totally throw them off. There you go. Hey. What'd you think of that one?
I loved it. I did. I love it. That's the part of sports that's my favorite.
But which is 9-year-olds who are screeching their heads
absolutely.
Off?
Absolutely. Affecting the game, man. Gotta love it.
I can't believe that NBA players, after a while, couldn't start making free throws. And just because that's the way you tell a 9-year-old, you got to stop doing that. Just make your free throws.
That's it. That's it.
You know how kids will just keep doing stuff if they know they're being...
I have
if
three
they're
of making them. They've been doing it for years, man.
Screeching?
Yes.
Like that?
Screech. Random screech to throw me off.
Damn. What else you got going on in your world? You always do.
What just do we got? Business. Same old, same old. Status Pro, NFL Pro Air. Make sure you're still playing.
Okay.
Crushing it. Just continuing to build on that.
That commercial that you first showed when you came on here in the playing season, that ran nonstop.
Yeah, I know. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was great.
So we're going to see more of those?
We're going to see more of those.
Excellent. Fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So there's that. And you got Roku Recommends
Roku
tonight.
Okay. I have some things. I should start coming here to make my announcements because I have some things coming down that are going to be pretty big.
Okay. As you know, this studio is open to you anytime.
My favorite studio. I love it here.
I love that you love coming here. Fantastic. And when does Aaron Rodgers become a Jet? When do you think that happens? Because you know it's when,
day
right?
Day two.
Day two of the draft?
Day two of the draft.
You don't believe that he's going to still be a Green Bay Packer?
No, there's no way.
There's no way.
There's no way. I think he'll retire before he's a Green Bay Packer.
Damn straight he would.
Yeah.
And they'll pay him. They don't want to pay him $60 million. Let Woody Johnson pay him all that money.
Woody will pay him.
Woody will pay him.
Yeah.
He's ready to pay him. This guy. Right over there. He's such a doubter.
You don't believe it?
I didn't say
he's
anything.
He's a hater. He's a hater.
I think he's not going to play well.
You don't think you think he's going to play poorly for the Jets, right?
I think we've seen this before.
Oh, stop it. The whole Favre thing.
History repeats itself.
Oh, one last thing for you. What'd you make of Tyreek Hill saying he's going to retire at the end of this contract? Did you hear that? He said he's going to.
I did.
He's going to tap out at age 31.
I did. I don't want to say I don't believe it. I think he believes it. I don't know if he'll actually do that. I get it though. That's kind of how I was, to be honest. I was very much like.
What do you mean?
I was ready, not ready to go, but you want new challenges. You want, you know, different things in life to, you know, fill it again. I retired at 31 from the Patriots. And again, I was not Tyreek Hill by any stretch of the imagination.
Yes.
But I could have continued playing. It was just like, my heart wasn't there. I was blocking that opportunity from somebody else. And there were so many other things I wanted to do.
Right.
And so I do understand that aspect from Tyreek Hill. I just feel like there's probably still some more in the tank that he's not. It's a hard decision to make.
Of course.
It's not a decision people typically make 3 years out.
He's 3 years out, so yeah. He's got some more time to come.
Right, right. Yeah. And money's hard to turn down, and he'll still be making a lot of money.
Money is hard to turn down.
Right. But look, he's got his ring, and he's got his money. He might, like you just said, there's other things he wants to do.
He wants another ring.
There's never enough money either.
Yeah, I mean, that's always a good point.
Everybody check out Andrew Hawkins on tonight's episode of Roku Recommends right here on Roku and this terrific platform that you can catch this show on every single day between 12 and 3 Eastern time. You're welcome here anytime.
I love it.
Whenever you're in our neighborhood, let us know, please.
Thank you guys.
Andrew Hawkins
me.
Right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We wrap up this show and send you to the weekend in a moment.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
This weekend, on Sunday, I go to the Rose Bowl, put on my suit and tie and my running shoes, and I run my 40 for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and it airs on the final day of the NFL draft coverage. And I will just tell you this. Looking at the weather, looks like a nice day, which, by the way, never had to think about while I'm running out here in Los Angeles, which has been the last 3 years. I've already gotten some beautiful donations from the NFL community, spearheaded once again by Steve Bisciotti of the Ravens. That guy is so generous. He and his wife, Renee, so generous to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And would love for you to, everybody, check out our website, nfl.com/runrichrun, as always. Check it out and donate to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, because every single dollar that goes there is to make sure that not only the kids who have to go there get better, but also when kids show up, the research that's done there has already been done so the kids can get better. And whoever shows up there with their kid and gets that phone call that is just an absolute complete nightmare to get, they don't see a bill for medical, for travel, for food, for anything. So it's all important. Let's do it. And the let's is just me this weekend. It's just
how's the training going?
What?
Oh, sorry. Let me just turn the mic on.
Sorry.
How's the training been?
Now I hear you. Training. I truly have done none. I haven't, you know, the fastest I've run lately is when...
You went to go steam your shirt just now?
No. Yeah. I just went to go steam my shirt in the break and needed to get back. So
that's okay, Rich. You're going to do great.
Any surprises running with you? Or I guess it wouldn't be a surprise
couple.
If you
we got
told
a couple.
Us that.
We got a couple in store.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
But I'm going to bring my kids. They're going to bring some friends. There's five families from the St. Jude community that will be there.
The five families or just
no.
five?
There will be five families from the St. Jude community that will be there. So be excited. That'll be Sunday.
Nice.
It'll be fun.
Have fun, man.
You want to bring Cage?
Good luck. Taking him anywhere is an adventure these days.
Where are you going?
I'm just saying he's three, so
I'm aware of that.
He's gonna want to run the race with you.
So,
all right, yeah.
It's about kids having a day and being healthy.
What if he beats you though? I want it to be about you.
He is fast.
He's fast.
Okay, that'll be and then on Monday's show, a guest that we've been hoping to get for some time. We finally got her. Kate Mara will be here.
Oh, hey now.
Hey now.
Very few people. Oh, it's a week from Monday? I thought she was on Monday. Oh, it's a week from Monday.
Week from Monday.
All right. She's a couple Mondays
anyway,
from
she's
now.
Coming in.
She is. Not many people you can ask, hey, so your grandfather's name is on the football, huh?
All right.
So, who is on Monday? I thought we had somebody on Monday. We don't. Hey, everyone, it's the weekend.
We don't.
I'm excited. Clippers play, Celtics play, Knicks play. 3-0, right?
Sick of all this Clipper disrespect.
3-0?
The Clippers aren't going to win.
You should stop it.
That series is not going to be good, TJ. I'm sorry.
This man is going to remind you why he's a two-time champion in two different countries. Two-time
score
MVP.
120 points.
Disrespect is real.
The disrespect thank you, feller,
is real.
It's Kawhi. What it do, sorry. Baby?
Sorry, Tyreek.
Okay. Thanks for taking in this show. I want to thank Andrew Hawkins for showing up in person. Yes, Ian Eagle for calling in. For everybody taking part in the poll question, to say that anybody who eats a banana without peeling it is totally insane, and it's a red flag. We got to get Will Levis on the show just so I could say, really, dude?
I mean, elephants don't even do that.
92%.
Not the one I saw on CNN. And our bond discussion now leads me to pull my full on Daniel Craig. Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.